Here's a thought I'll title, A Language I Do Not Speak. Those of you who are longtime listeners of both Here's a Thought and my podcasts know that I'm not shy about the potential of ruffling feathers. I call it as I see it, and sometimes that's to my own detriment, which is going to be the case today, as I'm sure you'll understand as the story unfolds. One of the objectives of art, I believe, is to communicate with others. And that communication does rely, however, on a common language and even a common vocabulary. If we don't share a common language and a common vocabulary, even if that's visual, like it is in something like photography or painting, that communication, that connection between artist and viewer is compromised, is made more difficult. And I was thinking about this the other night when I attended my first ever ballet performance. 71 years old I am. I've never been to a ballet. So this was my first. And I was really looking forward to it because I'd never seen one, never even watched one on TV. So I was anticipating an interesting experience, which it turned out to be, but maybe for the wrong reasons. We went to see the classic holiday fare, The Nutcracker. And I have to confess that I felt pretty badly that this holiday classic that people love, it's been around for a long time, the audience was very enthusiastic, it's a popular part of culture, and it connects with so many people so deeply, and as I watched it, it simply bounced off me as if I was lost in total incomprehension. I hadn't done any preparation, which is my fault. I didn't know the story. I didn't know what I was looking at or how I was supposed to interpret it. And I was left with only one thing that I could sort of grasp, and that is I appreciated the athleticism of some of the dancers. But the artistic content escaped me entirely, which I recognize kind of makes me a rube. Clearly, this is the result of my lack of ability to understand that language and that vocabulary of ballet, which is a shortcoming for which I accept total responsibility. The reason I bring it up here in this Here's a Thought is because I feel this way about some photographers, too. I just don't get it. I look at their work and it bounces off of me. And sometimes I can appreciate their technological accomplishment, but I don't understand the message. I don't speak the language, and that's my responsibility. I believe that artwork is always a two-way street. It's what the artist puts into the work and what the viewer takes out. And if the viewer isn't capable, as I wasn't with the ballet, if the viewer isn't capable of understanding because they haven't prepared for it, because they don't have the necessary background information, because they haven't done their homework, then it's not the artist's fault that the connection didn't happen. When I run across a photographer whose work I don't understand and that bounces off of me with no impact whatsoever, I never blame the artist. I always assume it's my fault, and what I have to do is look more deeply into what this artist is trying to accomplish. This is why I value so much the work of a docent, even if that means that docent is our own introductory text or the title or the artist statement. Whatever the artist does to build a bridge between me and their work, it's my responsibility to cross that bridge. It's my responsibility to allow the artist the time to educate me, to help me understand what it is they're trying to do. And if I don't understand it, my first assumption is that it's my failing, not the artist's. Sometimes that's not true. Sometimes the artist just hasn't done a very good job. And my lack of understanding of their artwork has to do as much with them as it has to do with me. But that certainly can't be said about the Nutcracker. It's such a popular and universally adored thing in culture and society that there's no question in this case it's my failing that needs to be addressed. If I want to read Genji in original Japanese, then it's my responsibility to learn Japanese. Or if I want to read Don Quixote in the original Spanish, then I have to learn Spanish. I can't blame the artist because they didn't make it easier for me to plug into their artwork. Because there is this symbiotic relationship between artist and viewer that has to be respected by the viewer. And when an opportunity comes around to appreciate artwork, it is my responsibility as a viewer to prepare myself to see it and to give the artist a certain benefit of the doubt, particularly when it's an artist whose work is generally appreciated by others. I'm studying a little bit about the Nutcracker, and my hope is next year, when I go see it again, because I will, it'll make more sense to me, because I will have begun to speak the language that I currently don't speak.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.